Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and for those of you Army in the audience, cool. Listen, I've been asked to represent the Navy and introduce a warfighter, just like Johnny Wolf talked about. His name is Chief Petty Officer Zachary Quirk. And when you think about bringing capability forward, it is about the tactics, the procedures, but it's also the proficiency of our people. Chief Petty Officer Quirk is someone who truly made our Navy, but also our joint team, better. He currently serves on USS Russell as the Fire Control Chief, works Aegis, BMD. He did a deployment to Fifth Fleet at the end of 2016. Russell did very, very well. Came back from deployment, and he volunteered to serve at the CAOC in IUD. Came into that job as an E6, first class petty officer, and he was assigned as an air defense technical NCO, and he went in there with a particular job to do his set mission, and he had his perspective when he was on the ship, and when he got to the CAOC, he realized that what he thought he knew at the ship wasn't really ground truth, but he also saw what the people were seeing at the CAOC really wasn't ground truth of what our Navy could do. And he started leaning forward with initiative, even as a E6, trying to make some changes with integrated training for strike groups and BMD deployers who are coming in a theater. And his leadership, the joint leadership, unleashed him to make a difference, and he did. He so impressed his leadership that he qualified as a BMD liaison officer, a position that's usually held by an O3 and O4. While doing that, he uncovered some challenges with C2 and communications because he was on the deck plates, he was in the CIC and in the radio room, and he knew the challenges that those IT information technicians were having with maintaining our comm circuits with the CAOC. He provided recommendations to the CAOC, and he literally helped change policy to change, maybe just a little bit, but to enable our ships to perform more effectively for the joint missile defense architecture in Fifth Fleet. He then qualified as a SATO, as an E6. And I've been told that that's the first time that that's been done in over 4 years. And that's a position usually held by an Air Force O3 or an O4. So for his initiative, for his aggressiveness, almost obsession to make our joint force better, I'd like to introduce Chief Petty Officer Zachary Quirk, who's truly made our team better. Chief.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest in the audience tonight that I'd like to have him come up here, our former CNO, John Green. Come on up, John.
Army.
Maybe next year.
You're holding hands a little too long.
Okay, good evening. My name is Zachary Quirk. I'm a chief in the Navy. A team mentioned humility earlier. It's simple to have humility when you're the lowest ranking person in the room. So I feel I'm better suited with a broom than speaking to oil, but I appreciate you having me here. We went to Mount Vernon's estate today, and one of the continuing trends that we saw was George Washington's drive towards science and innovation and being on top of his game. And obviously we can see that today, and we can see that it's continued as a forefront. We've kept it as a priority, and I think that's the reason why now, obviously, we're the eminent military and armed force in the world. And obviously, if we were to lessen that trend, we would no longer be there. So clearly, it's with people like you that we continue to maintain on the edge of that line. So I would just like to say thank you on behalf of not only myself, but my parents are both retired Navy, and I sent them some pictures. And, you know, Mom's crying right now when she sees the people in this room. So thank you for making my mom proud, you know, and Dad. And then on behalf of the guys that worked for me on the ship, absolutely. You know, when you ask me to work that 18th hour or work that seventh month in a row, it's only because they know that people at this level also care about them. And as soon as they feel like they don't, they lose ownership and we lose the fight. So as long as we make sure they understand that they are the priority, at the end of the day, it is the warfighter that makes it happen, I think we'll be successful. So once again, I'm super humbled to be here. I really appreciate it, and go Navy.